I had to go undercover. The FBI was trying to break up a prostitution ring, and they recruited me. I started out in the bureau as a secretary, but when they saw my big tits and curvy ass, they decided I would be of more use as an undercover agent. So they sent me to a special training facility where they taught me how to get blowjobs, titty fuck, fucking, rimming, 69, round the world, rocket launcher, etc. They said I had natural talent. I finished training quicker than most, and then they took me shopping for special slutty clothes. You know the type. Low-cut blouses, short, tight skirts, stockings and garter belts, 6-inch stiletto heels that doubled as self-defense weapons. And then they wired my shelf bra and the crotch of my thong panties with a special microphone. So if I wanted to get anybody on tape, they had to be talking to my boobs or my pussy. They couldn't wire my boobs or pussy direct. I got too wet when they tried, and I short-circuited the electrical system. So after they got me outfitted and checked out on weapons and self-defense, they sent me out on my first assignment. They sent me to this sleazy bar and strip club to get the goods on Mr. Big. But I couldn't get in unless I got checked out by the bouncer first. He was a big guy, about 6'6", 350 pounds, and ugly as shit. I could tell he hadn't been getting any. What? Could I identify him in a lineup? You bet I could. He had a face only his mother could love, and maybe his dog. Anyway, he looked me up and down, looked at my cleavage. I was supposed to be applying for a job as a stripper. That was my cover. But he said I looked too prim and proper to be a stripper, that he was going to have to frisk me. But he couldn't frisk me there. He would have to take me out to the alley behind the building. So he grabs my arm and whisks me out the back door to the alley, where he turns me around and pushes my face and shoulders up against the brick wall and proceeds to run his big grubby hands up and down my sides, my arms, my hips, my legs. He ran his hand up and down each leg individually, all the way up to my crotch. Then he turned me around and ran his hands all over my chest, touching my boobs through my low-cut knit shirt. And then he ran his hands up and down my skirt, touching my crotch. I was afraid that he would find the mic wires, but he was more interested in looking at my big fat tits, so he wasn't paying attention to what he was doing down there. Then he put his hands on my shoulders and forced me to the ground, forced my knees to the ground so that I was kneeling before him. Then he pulled my head right up tight to his crotch and rubbed my face against his bulge. And boy, oh boy, did he have a big bulge. He made my face caress his bulge. He said that if I wanted to see Mr. Big, I'd better make him happy. And he hadn't been happy in a long time, and he was ready to be made happy. So he said, "Baby, you know what to do to make me happy." And I did. They taught me that at FBI school on the first day. What's that, Agent 006? They didn't teach you that stuff at FBI school? You want me to demonstrate? Oh, okay. Stand up and I'll pretend you're the bouncer and show you what happened. Maybe Agent 009 can take notes during the demo. So I pasted a smile on my face and looked up at him with adoring eyes, kind of like I'm looking up at you, and unzipped his pants. Then I reached in and pulled out his cock, just like this. Oh, Agent 6, you have a big cock just like Mr. Bouncer Man. And you are dripping pre-cum too, just like him. So then what I did was stick out my tongue, like this, and proceeded to lick up some of his pre-cum. Just like what I'm doing to you now. And then he said, "Keep doing that, baby. Now open your fucking mouth and show me how much you want to see Mr. Big." So I opened my mouth and let him shove his cock inside, just like you're doing now. and I proceeded to give him head. As I stroked his shaft, his long, hard shaft. Then he told me to lick his balls. So I popped him out of my mouth and kept stroking his shaft as I bent my head down and proceeded to lick his balls, just like I'm doing to you now. Are you getting all this down, Agent 9? Good. Wouldn't want to have to repeat myself. Oh, you're running a video of the debriefing just to be sure you don't miss any of my statement? Good thinking, Agent 9. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. I was licking Mr. Bouncer Man's big, fat, hairy balls. And they were huge. Just like yours, Agent 6. And then he told me to suck his balls. Well, that was surely a daunting task, but I gave it my best effort and proceeded to suck each of his big, hairy balls. While I stroked his hard, swollen shaft. Then he said, "Baby, you keep doing that, and I'm not going to last much longer. Take me in your mouth again and suck my cock like your life depended on it." So I did. I opened my mouth as wide as I could, and I let him shove his big, fat, hairy, dirty cock in my mouth, all the way to my tonsils. And he grabbed my hair and pulled my head all the way to his groin, and then he pushed his cock all the way down my throat, kind of like how you're doing now, Agent 6. And I told him, "I can't take anymore. I can't fucking breathe." And he said, "Tough bitch, take my cock all the way down your throat. I want to see the outline of my cock in your throat. I want to hear you gag on my big fat cock." And so I did what he said, because I really wanted to see Mr. Big. And so I let him throat fuck me, kind of like you're doing to me now, Agent 6. Oh, Agent 6, that's exactly what happened with Mr. Bouncer Man. He came down my throat so hard, and he held his cock there all the while I was gagging and choking, and my eyes were tearing up, and my makeup was running, and then he told me to swallow it, bitch, which I did, just like I swallowed your cum, Agent 6. And then he pulled his cock out and jerked the last few drops all over my pretty face. And then he rubbed his cock all around my pretty lips, smearing my red lipstick. And then he squatted down a little and rubbed his messy cock on my neck, my chest, and my tits. And then he said, "All right, you're ready to see Mr. Big now." And he grabbed me by my arms and raised me up to my feet and frog marched me back into the club. He took me up to Mr. Big's office and knocked on the door. He said, "Mr. Big, this here woman wants to apply for a job as a stripper. I've already frisked her. She's clean. At least she's got no weapons, but she sure ain't clean. And then he gave a dirty laugh, and Mr. Big opened the door wider and ushered me into his office. Agent 9, did you get all that down? You got it all on videotape, huh? Good. You want me to continue and tell you what transpired in Mr. Big's office, or should we break for lunch first? Oh, you want a break for lunch. You have some private business to take care of. Okay, see you back here in an hour then. Bye, fellas.